Capitalism on Trial. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. There is some good news for the unemployed. You have a lot of company. The latest Gallup poll says actual unemployment is 19.9%. Nearly 20% of American workers either have no work or are working less than they used to. And people who work less spend less, 36% less than people who do work. That's why more people aren't buying. And 60% of the unemployed don't think they'll find anything in the next month. So all that boils down to 30 million people actively looking for work and 18 million of them feeling discouraged. That's a lot of Abilify prescriptions. And I mention all this because we argue and debate a lot over whether we should just wait for free market capitalism to create jobs, whether it would be socialism if the government went ahead and created jobs. But with this many discouraged people, nobody's going to care about philosophical discussions. People want jobs. They're not going to care whether it's a capitalist or a socialist who hires them. That's why even Senator Scott Brown, darling of the Tea Parties, voted to go ahead with the Senate jobs bill. The race is on. There's nothing stopping swashbuckling capitalists from hiring, except maybe a lack of customers. That's what risk is about. But people can't wait forever. Capitalism is on trial. Which will create the most jobs, private enterprise or government intervention? Actually, I think I'd put my money on the drug companies. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.